Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Warwickshire, a podcast talking about all things Warwickshire and the people who make a difference here.
A year ago, councils, charities and community organisations came together to understand how best to support people in Warwickshire through the cost of living crisis. We're here again 12 months on, this time at CHESS, Camp Hill Sports and Social Centre in Nuneaton. The centre was chosen for this year's summit because Camp Hill is one of the hardest hit areas in the county. The aim of the meeting is to find out what's happened over the past 12 months and what still needs to be done to ensure no one is left behind. Councillor Heather Timms, Warwickshire County Council's Environment, Climate and Culture spokesperson, opened the summit. She told the audience the cost of living could no longer be seen as a temporary situation, but instead had become a permanent fixture.
The cost of living crisis, I don't think, is stopping. It may be slowing, but it's not stopping. And therefore, there will be vulnerable residents out there who perhaps have been relying on their savings, perhaps have been relying on they got a second job, all of these kinds of things. There are going to be, I think, more people coming forward and needing some support and help and knowing where to get the advice. And that's a very important role for us to take up and step up to it and really get that response right.
Projects which came out of last year's summit included training and resources for council staff, so people looking for help can get it the first time, rather than having to go to multiple organisations. Funding for more than 160 warm hubs, community food pantries across the county, and a telephone service for citizens' advice in Warwickshire, so more people are able to get the help they need. Joanne Howe, the charity's operations manager, said they were now seeing people needing support who'd never heard of Citizens Advice and never thought they would need help. Its teams dealt with more than 24,000 issues in the past 3 months, a 10% jump on the previous quarter. But like all charities, it's also had a drop in volunteers, adding to the pressures of dealing with the additional workload.
I've been in the organisation now for 15 years and I see a pattern emerging that once upon a time volunteers would come and work for us 2 days a week, maybe, you know, in their 50s, want a different way of life. However, that's not happening anymore. With the retirement age going up to 67, you now have people that are able to look after their grandchildren, to support their children. So we're not having the volunteers that we used to have.
To help plug the gap, the charity is now working with university law departments, where student volunteers commit to work experience with Citizens Advice as part of their degree. However, Joanne says there will never be enough volunteers for the number of clients they see. Eleanor Nunn from the Community Health Transformation Team at Voluntary Action Coventry said those who support people with mental health issues were also seeing an increase in calls for help.
We're all struggling and we all are feeling the pinch of the cost of living crisis. People who are already experiencing severe mental illness may feel that more, as they're already struggling to deal with, you know, their day-to-day, getting out of bed in the morning, taking a shower, finding employment. It's already a struggle. So having the cost of living crisis on top of that is exacerbating their problems and often kind of adding to the symptoms that they're experiencing.
Warwickshire has a strong economy, with a number of major companies, including those from overseas, choosing to locate their headquarters in the county. But the difference in disposable income between parts of Warwickshire was undeniable. Ian Flynn, Warwickshire County Council Inward Investment Specialist, said the challenge for the local authority and its economic partners is to get more residents into better employment.
Warwickshire does very well in terms of inward investment, FDI investment, so lots of foreign companies coming in, paying very good salaries, really good jobs, but unfortunately many of our residents don't have the skills to do that work. We are doing what we can with the skills hub and schools to make young people aware of future skills, future work, and collectively trying to improve attainment and aspiration.
A lack of skills can mean a lower paid job or one without stability, which affects what people can afford in terms of housing. Jane Grant, Assistant Director of Strategic Housing Services at Nuneaton and Bedworth Borough Council, said even when people were able to find a property they could afford to rent or even buy, that didn't solve the problems around the cost of living.
We know that fuel poverty is a big issue in our borough. It could be that it's elderly people maybe that are asset rich but cash poor, so they own a big house but they haven't actually got the income to keep up with the heating of it or insulation, etc. Equally, families, you might have, you know, mom and dad both working, but the cost of living in terms of food, petrol, all of those other things, utilities, means that again, they're sometimes choosing between heating or food and that type of scenario. People are falling into arrears with rent, both in terms of the private rented sector and social housing. And so that begins a spiral of multiple debts.
The impact has been seen in the number of people using food banks. Gavin Kibble, founder of Coventry Food Bank and projects director of Feed the Hungry, worked with the County Council to set up three food pantries in Leamington, New Arley and Nuneaton. The model is different from a traditional food bank. It's based on a membership scheme where those who join are encouraged to work with other support services to resolve their situation.
What we want to do as a charity is give people the tools to help themselves actually out of needing food support. Bear in mind that if somebody comes to a food bank or a food pantry, that is a consequence of something going wrong. And it's important that we solve the cause, not the consequence. And during the period of solving the cause, then obviously we do need to give people support. But once the cause is solved, they don't need the food support anymore. And that is the win.
Jane Coates, Head of Equalities in the Public Health Team at Warwickshire County Council, said the importance of a healthy, nutritious diet could not be overstated, but was often out of reach of people on low incomes, affecting their health. There was also concern the rising fuel prices were putting people off attending medical appointments.
One of the things we are talking to our health partners about, particularly to understand whether people are not coming to hospital and doctor's appointments for health, genuine health conditions, because either they can't afford the cost of transport to get themselves there, they can't afford the time off work, or they can't afford to pay for the prescriptions that are written for them at the point when they do engage with health partners. And all of those things which help prevent people from becoming more ill are concerns, and you can see that there's a common link to transport throughout.
She said the data available to understand the fullest picture of residents who needed help was difficult to uncover because it concentrated on averages in each district across Warwickshire. This didn't reveal the extremes of affluence or poverty. Councillor Heather Tim said there was still more work to do in letting people know what was available from local councils, charities, community groups and voluntary organisations. She said having the courage to ask for help was a brave step, and people who did reach out needed to be recognised and supported. But she said there was a reason to be optimistic in Warwickshire.
We are a thriving county in lots of ways. We have a really, really high employment rate. Not all of it well paid, but we do have a high employment rate. And we have the ambition to drive the skills and to bring in new companies to our area and really build a future for our young people and our not so young people now. So I think it is about being flexible and being adaptable and, you know, looking beyond the problem and doing longer term planning to make sure that we can level up, if you like, our poorer communities and those that are more vulnerable and make sure that they can perhaps partake in the prosperity of Warwickshire.
If you're struggling with the cost of living, the County Council website, www.costoflivingwarwickshire.co.uk, has advice and information on a wide range of support available, from where to find warm hubs, benefits advice, food support and energy bills. If you don't have access to a computer, Warwickshire Libraries provide free internet and help to navigate online information. Warwickshire's councils, charities and community groups are committed to working together to ensure no one falls through the gap at this difficult time.